Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Let's go, ladies.
Lil Jon.
Yeah.
Your boy Kel.
Yeah.
This is for the toxic girls.
Where y'all at?
All around the world.
Let's go.
Every block.
Hey.
Every club.
Hey.
Every hood.
Hey.
I'm in love.
So sweet, so wild, so thick. So nasty, do I love that shit. So smooth, so dreamy. God damn it, I must be dreaming. So jiggly, so soft. God damn, I wanna break you off. So high, you gon' melt. Eat you all up by myself. Girl, I can't wait to unstop ya. The chocolate stick, something after. I'm just taste that, my treat. Miss Chocolate, let me get a little tea. I'm too good, but toast up. So good, I won't be some more.
That's what I gotta have tonight.
Hey.
Leave about the club with tonight.
Hey.
Take shots and more shots.
What?
And we drink like we own the bar. And she's pushing that all
oh,
on me. Conversation
oh.
Like let's just be.
Let's go, man.
Go hesitate. To the crib right away. Keep trying and it's trying. And it's trying. But it's trying to me.
City. This is Chac Mommy, and I'm coming to you live tonight to talk about a lot of adult situations. Tonight, we're going to talk about what turns you on sexually, and I have some callers that are going to call in that are females that squirt. So my co-host is supposed to be on here, but he might be running late. He's Red out of Ocala, originally from Daytona Beach, Florida. So I'm early. And I have no technical difficulties tonight, so this is going to be interesting. So I'm early, so I'm just waiting for everyone to go ahead and call in and start talking. Hello, you're on the air.
What's up?
Who is this?
This is Red.
Oh, okay. I'm like, what the hell is my co-host? You're running late. That's not good.
Hey, man, I'm a damn heater, man. I'll be late for my own damn funeral.
I see that. So, I just came on. You know, I always got to start my show out with Miss Chocolate because I'm a chocolate complexion female. And when I heard that song by R. Kelly and Lil Jon and Mario, I was like, that's a crazy-ass combination. But they made an anthem for all us chocolate complexion females. So I have to represent everybody that's chocolate complexion when I start my show. Yeah, you have a lot of feedback in your background, sweetie.
I do.
Yeah.
I'm in the studio, so you have to forgive me.
Oh, well, you're going to have to come out the studio because my listeners don't want to hear that shit. My listeners are selfish like I am. We want your undivided attention. So what are you doing in the studio?
Well, I'm listening to Trey right now. It's called Addicted.
Your background is drowning you out, so you're going to have to come out of there because we can't hear you at all.
I am actually in the lobby. That's somebody else's.
I know.
We can still hear you. You're going to have to, like, actually come outside because that's not a good look.
How about now?
Okay. All right. That's better.
All right. Yeah, I was saying I'm working on a track. It's called Addicted.
Oh, okay. So tell me about that.
Well, the concept is about just sex on your mind all the time. Sexual addiction.
Sex on your mind all the time.
All the time.
Yeah. Okay, I can deal with that. I mean, shit, sex stay on my mind because, right, for all my callers that's listening, I'm going through a self-inflicted drought. Yes, I'm a sexless porn star. I know. I can't help it, but I don't know.
Huh? A sexless porn star?
I know, right? I'm real picky. I'm just like, you know, after my last little episode and I recorded it on tape and put it up on my site, and I'm just like, damn, the next dude that I run through, he going to have to be an official, yeah, he's some official dick, really. And I see some official dick on the line.
He wasn't a Southern boy, was he?
Matter of fact, I see my victim is online. If it's not my favorite DJ, Ike Jeter, hi, baby.
You already know. What's good, mama?
Every time I hear your voice, my panties get wet. Damn, Papa, what's good?
Shit, out here on the road, doing what I do.
Where are you going now?
I'm going to Goldsboro, North Carolina, to DJ a party tonight.
Oh, Red, this is DJ Ike Jeter. He is one of the top DJs in the United States. He is really doing his thing. He's on my BBM, and I have to tell you, he shows me so much love, I swear. He's going to show me some extra special love. You're going to be in Greensboro Saturday at Lotus, right?
No doubt.
Okay.
Woo,
what's
so damn.
What's good with you, big homie?
Hey, man, just chilling, man. Just taking a nice little break to rap with Chalk Mommy, man. Taking a break up out of the studio, you know.
No doubt, no doubt.
Yeah.
Chalk Mommy.
What's that going on for the month?
Basically, this is a crazy month. Got towards the end of the month, got the Southern Music Entertainment Summit going on in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. I'm nominated for a couple awards. So I'm going to go down there, win my awards, and bring it back to North Carolina, you know what I mean? Then just doing shows here and there with J. Cole. Like, we just got back from Seattle Tuesday, doing a show out in Seattle. So we just grinding.
Oh, that's right, because J. Cole, he's going to be on the A&T Homecoming ticket, right, with Drake and Rick Ross.
Absolutely.
That's a good look. That's going to open up a lot of doors for him. I might have to get him on the show.
I mean, if we can get him out the studio to get on the show, we'll definitely make it happen. He's a studio bandit.
That's good because he's grinding. I respect that. I really do.
No doubt.
So, you know, I got to hit you with one of my discussion topics. You know I got to hit you with that.
Okay, what you got for me?
What turns you on sexually?
What turns me on sexually? Like, I'm very visual, you know what I mean? So, like I like to fuck from the back and watch the dick disappear inside the pussy. You know what I mean? I like that look.
Oh my goodness, you like that look?
Yeah.
And that's a good look because let me see. I'm doing a visual right now, and if I'm not mistaken, Captain Hook goes to the left.
To the left. I'm here. I'm hitting walls that other niggas can't hit.
Oh shit. Oh my goodness. You're killing me here. You're killing me here. What else turns you on sexually?
I'm a man, you know what I mean? So like, you know, it don't take a lot to turn a man on. Like it takes more to turn a woman on than it takes to turn a man on. Like a man will go to sleep and wake up with a hard dick. You know what I'm saying? Like, a woman don't go to sleep and wake up with a wet pussy.
True that. You got a point.
So it don't take a lot, but like I said, I'm very visual. You know what I mean? Like, a nigga love getting hit. You know what I mean? It's just a lot. It don't matter. If you sat in the corner, in a chair in the corner, and just played with your pussy, and let me watch, like, that should have turned me off.
Really?
Yeah.
So then a squirter would really turn you on.
I love a squirter.
There yet. I'm honest. I'm not a squirting bitch, but I need to be. I need to learn. I mean, I need somebody to give me some good dick to where I can just go ahead and put it down and get it.
I mean, like, you know, they actually teach classes now on how to squirt. They actually got classes for that shit.
Really?
Really.
What is class?
I seen that shit on the internet one day. Bitches talking about going to class to learn how to squirt. Like, the shit was crazy to me, but fuck it. If they like it, I love it.
You gotta be, yeah.
Wow.
I remember my first experience with a squirter. Like, that shit was crazy. I thought the bitch tried to piss on me. But I was young, you know what I mean? Like, She was my English teacher. I was young. I didn't know no better.
Oh, your English teacher?
Yeah, I was in high school.
What the hell? Damn!
It goes down.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Okay, hold on. Okay, we have some... We have some other callers on the line. Has anybody fucked any of their teachers? No.
Nah.
Teachers is shit. Matter of fact, you got a fine-ass teacher. You can't help but look at their ass. Don't let them be a couple years older. Some of them old and fine.
Exactly.
Don't get that shit twisted. Yeah. If it's red, red, you know I'm going to keep that shit real.
Say something
wrong. Stop.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
So, you do have some fine-ass teachers out there. Don't get that shit mistaken. You know what I'm saying?
Hello?
And a lot of times...
Did you hear me?
I hear you. Stop.
But for me, I guess I didn't have any fine-ass teachers.
I mean, a lot of times, like, especially once you reach high school, like some of these teachers, they be coming straight out of college. Like, this teacher was straight out of college. You know what I mean? I was a junior in high school, and I put some game on her, and she fell for it.
Well, maybe for him it started in high school. I had fine-ass teachers way in elementary, nigga. Especially the ones I go hug every motherfucking day, nigga. I'm sorry, you fine, I'm stopping by to give you a hug. It worked. Plenty of work done been undone behind fine-ass teachers. You daydreaming or undressing the motherfuckers with your eyes. in class.
So no, you've always been a managed talker then.
Yeah, man. I admit I was molested at 6 years old, and I ain't stop it. I ain't tell my mom. I just kept begging to go back to the same babysitter, you know.
Oh, my God.
It ain't no secret, you know.
Yeah, that's first started pushing. It was like the first time.
Real. I started getting my dick sucked when I was 6 years old. I ain't never know what was going on, but, you know, I think that shit kind of turned me out.
I think it has turned you out. Hey, I tell you what. Hello. Hey, can you? You haven't had a regular relationship since then.
6 years old.
I promise you, I wouldn't lie. You know, we're keeping it real on the radio station, and we're keeping everything 100.
At 6 years old, what could a woman possibly want with you? Did you have a
I don't know. Hey, Chalky, hold up. Chalk, ain't no ugly ass nigga, nah. Hey, Chalk, you know, how y'all still searching for cute? I guess you were looking for a little cute nigga back then, you know.
Being ugly ain't got nothing to do with it.
Like me growing up, my daddy used to have orgies. You know what I mean? Like, I was raised by my daddy, and my daddy used to have orgies, and my daddy used to pimp bitches. You know what I mean? So like, I've always been around like sexual shit. You know what I mean? So like, I've always been like a very mannish ass little boy, and always been like on some sexual shit.
Yeah, Chalk, that's how it goes down, man. Some of that shit start early, man.
I'm just baffled. So, I know you're not ugly because I had the opportunity to meet you in February when I was in Ocala. But my question is, at the age of 6, my dude, did you have a big dick? Because, I mean, that's some kids that fucking when they
I ain't going to say it was huge, but, you know, it was bigger than
thank
the
you very much.
Bigger than an actual 6 year old, you know. But I didn't really know what was going on. The shit started out as a game because they way older than me. Mind you, this girl was like 13, Chalk.
Okay, she was 13. Okay, I'm thinking it's a grown ass woman, but it was a little hot in the ass girl. Okay.
Yeah, they know what the fuck they doing. You know, I'm like, damn. So, you know, you go to finding your parents' nasty movies and shit, and it's just, this what they do. I guess this a part of being grown, but I experienced a little bit early.
Wow.
Yeah, I ain't started fucking until I was 12, you know what I mean? But since then, it's been on and popping.
That's right.
Damn, I guess I was a late bloomer.
My first sexual experience was a threesome. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Damn, boy.
Nice. Damn, this nigga first was a threesome. That's the shit.
Amen.
That is the shit. Well, where we from? We have some shit. You know, it's way beyond threesome. You might have one bitch and like 9 niggas. We call setting it out. We started that shit way early. It was a shit. You had it.
Set it out.
I'm talking about, you got shit up, man. My pops dropped the beat on that shit. My homeboys did the verses and shit, set it out. You know what I'm saying? You have to hear the song. You know how this shit go around here. You always had this nasty-ass girl in school. And now they the same nasty-ass grown women. They just like to have a lot of niggas at one time.
Hey, but did you realize in school that all the nasty bitches' name was Tasha?
Oh, man. Bro, quit that bullshit now. Well, now you got to stop. Now you got to stop, bro.
You know
cause
me,
cause this girl, hey, because listen, Chalk and my boy, listen. It was this girl named Tasha at the school, and she was in the 6th grade. This bitch was fucking 7th, 8th, 9th, and niggas at the high school. When nobody ever thought to go with this bitch.
Wild as hell. That's why I said when I had daughters, I never named my daughter Tasha because that bitch was going to be a freak.
Yeah, Yeah, you can't name him Tasha, bro. You cannot name him Tasha.
Okay, on that note, we're going to take a pause, and this next song that I'm going to play for y'all, I'm dedicating it to y'all, all right?
Okay.
DJ Black Jesus, nigga.
I got a fresh line up, a nigga tied up, about to have this nigga face on smash. Cause I got a little bad bitch on stash in the back, got one wet tongue in my ass. I'm the biggest freak that he's seen thus far. I'm the biggest freak that he's seen thus far. I'm the biggest freak that he's seen thus far. This is just another day in the life in my salad. I'm the biggest freak that he's seen thus far. Got the status box, white tees, no bra. Call them other bitches for the hugs and the kisses. When I come around, it's going down like dishes. Tell the dope boys, come holla at my crew. Deep throw to make them say yabba dabba doo. Rockin' toe knockers, little finger to the coppers. Pussy poppin' on my papa, ha 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 ha, you can't stop her. I'm the reason why these bitches tryna get cute. Only rap bitch, pussy tastes like fruit. Back to the thuggin', now we sippin' scissors. Pour it down my ass, let him drink it till he busy. Sex game taller than the ice cold blissin'. I'm about the color of the guy, so listen. I'm the biggest freak that he's seen thus far. Not Nikki Lewinsky, Pinky with the bar.
Since you want to talk about turning on, go ahead, baby. I want to hear what you got to say.
My biggest turn on, I would have to say, is a nigga sucking my titties. I swear to God, boy.
You're like me,
and some R. Kelly, your body's calling me. Man, first day after we eat, you play that, and you hit the breast assist. Oh, my God,
oh,
the legs going up like Lamborghini doors. Ow!
Damn. I can't lie, I'm a cheater, baby, so. Actually, motherfucker ain't even got to show me the pussy, boy. If I see them titties, and it's just something that just click in your mind, like, oh shit.
First with them all raising that ass nipples.
I mean, it's just I don't know what it is. It's just something that it's just like I don't know. It's just like, whew. Man, oh my gosh. Like,
now,
it just drives me fucking crazy.
So, now I'm going to ask you something that don't drive you crazy. Tell me what you do to get out of situation. Now, you know this dude, right? Tell me what do. You know him, so you don't want to hurt his feelings. So he's been talking all this shit about 4 or 5 months, you know what I'm saying? Oh, when I do this, when I do that, blah, this, quasi, when I do this. And now y'all good friends, so you don't really want to hurt his feelings. And y'all get to doing the business, and this nigga ain't about what everything he was talking about. I want to know what you'll do to get out of that situation.
Wow. Oh, my God. That was my last sexual situation. He lied to me. Said he had 9. When we got ready to do the business, I said, you know what?
Nigga had 4.5.
Oh, you know what? You already know how I got down. I'm like, baby, you know what? Since we don't get to see each other that much, why don't you go ahead and record it? So then that way I can send it to you in the email so you can have this to remember.
Man,
as soon as I got rid of that nigga, I put that shit up on my motherfucking meme page and let motherfuckers.
Oh, my God. Hey, stop.
You might
invest in a bodyguard. Stop, you might invest in a motherfucking bodyguard.
Fuck for that, man.
Damn, that's fucked up.
So,
damn,
I'm mad. I just post that shit. I'm telling
you. Have you talked to this man?
Everybody out there fucking with a bitch like me,
don't lie on your dick. Don't talk about some bullshit you can't do, because I'm telling you, everybody's going to see it. I ain't going to show your face. But everybody's going to see me break your ass. They're going to see me break you the fuck down.
Have you talked to him? Have you talked to this man since?
Well, real talk, nigga, can't get mad at that shit, man.
Man, when he texted me, I'm like, who is this?
Damn. Oh, yes, little me, little Dick Freddy.
little man.
It was cold that night. What y'all was in the pool? What kind of excuses do we got, Chuck? Just tell me. You know, I have to come
I can't even say anything for the simple fact the video was going to show it all. I promise you, that night I broadcasted on BBM.
Oh,
world premiere of Chop's new footage. After I got rid of him, I went on Tiny Chat. I went on Talkbox. And I was having technical difficulties uploading the video. So he screen shared that shit on Skype.
I bet that nigga hot
on the phone. Now that nigga hit me up like, where's the video? You don't want to see it.
Hey, yes. Chuck. Will he be brave enough to call in? Will he be brave enough to call in?
I don't know. All I'm going to say is, he's so high.
Hell no. Then once again, since we ain't fucking with Chalk, cause you just too fucked up. That video shit. Oh man, you know like when a motherfucker say you do something, okay, it's audio, but that video. Oh my god.
Hey, nigga, that's straight evidence, my nigga.
Yeah. Yeah, ain't no he say she say. Oh, yeah, boy, your girl say your dick little. Nah, bro, you got a little dick, and I ain't no homo. You got a little dick, bro. We seen that shit. We ain't seen nothing.
What part of Florida y'all from, bro?
Huh?
What part of Florida y'all from?
What part of Florida I'm from?
Yeah.
I'm from Palatka, bro. Small little country town called Palatka.
Okay. My aunt is from Orlando, shit.
Okay, yeah, I'm 2 hours away from Orlando, I'm an hour away from Jacksonville, an hour away from Daytona, 15 minutes from St. Augustine.
You heard of Granddaddy South?
Yeah, we heard. Yeah, he cool down here. He got love.
Yeah, that's my artist. That nigga, he doing the bed right now though. But
yeah.
We coming back.
Actually, my mom and pops, they probably listening. Precious and Ace. They took me and my brother to meet that nigga when we was like 16 at a car show.
Okay.
He cool as hell. Nigga first came out wearing that camouflage and shit. We rocked that shit daily down here in overalls, all that craziness.
Yeah.
Damn right.
Hey, Chocolate.
Yeah.
Chocolate.
Yeah.
You gonna stop putting little dick niggas on blast. They can't help that.
If you can't use it, I'm gonna expose you. Fuck cat stats.
I ain't gonna lie.
I'm gonna get on video and talk on YouTube, nigga. I'm gonna put that shit on me. ChalkMommyProductions.me. Live, up close and personal.
Talk to you about to get to a motherfucking bodyguard because it's. So if you blasting every nigga with a little dick, I'm gonna kill you, man. That motherfucker trying to shake you at the club and shit, Chop. We can't have that. Chop is reported to porn star gets intentionally stabbed at a foreign nightclub by a nigga with a little dick.
The headline.
Hey, damn, bro. That's your baby mama. No, man, she blasted a nigga on a cold night last winter. Last winter, she videoed a nigga. Last winter. Take your dick a little year round.
But hey, at least I'm keeping it real. I mean, everybody that follows me knows, do not come at me incorrect. So, you know, I'm going to have to rewind it back. Last week on the show, we had somebody named Bronx that was talking mad shit on the show.
What's his name?
His name is, we call him BF.
BF.
In the Blackberry, in the Blackberry world, it's Blackberry O. So, he's up mad shit. And had me, he felt like he had me up against the wall. But what he failed to realize is, when I came to New York, you know, he had got at me a few times. We talked or whatever. When I came to New York, I wasn't trying to see him because I was getting dicked down elsewhere. So I didn't really feel like I needed to tell him that. He kept pushing and pushing, and he was putting out pics. And shit wasn't representing what his mouth was talking last week. Once in a while, if you're going to get on my show and talk shit, and you get in my group and post a picture, motherfucker, your shit better be a monster dick, something that belongs on an animal, nothing that belongs on a motherfucking juvenile delinquent, because I will eat your ass up and
pick you
the fuck out.
What you call a monster dick?
I'm going to call back in.
A monster dick is something over the size of 7 to me, because I'm a small
I got a monster. Yes, I got a monster dick.
Okay, I guess I do too.
Oh, nigga, stop lying.
Stop lying. Hold on, baby. I don't think you know the fuck you I ain't even gonna cuss you out because I think you ain't disrespecting me. But, baby, I swear to you, it don't look like it belongs on my little skinny ass. I'm gonna tell you from the bottom of my heart, sweet little darling. It looked like I got it attached. You can believe that. Now, if I'm lying, you can leave your phone number. And I send proud pictures, you know.
Oh, yeah, we need to see a picture.
Boy,
I'll
tell you, what's the post? No, I don't mind. You know, I ain't from New York, so I don't take pictures all close up and shit. I seen that motherfucker on the side of the old Nick telephones, the real shit that you could throw, across the road and answer a phone call. You feel me? Whoa! Yeah, bro, that's what you gotta do. You got niggas that. What's up, Chop?
Okay, we're gonna have to take a pause because I gotta catch my breath. This next artist right here, he is
nigga,
from Florida. Everybody knows him. He is Papa Duck. We're gonna drop past that pussy. Okay.
Hey, what up, Pop?
Now where the hell is it? There we go.
Goddamn, how you gonna play a song you can't find?
If you know.
I'm
what that be about? Before they label me, go get your ass around.
my dick lit. My baby mom in this bitch, you better keep it moving. But she gon' slap me in your shit, see you talking to me. Like it half number two, where you at, boo? A nigga roaming through this bitch, trying to find you. And bitch, you dumb, getting signed by that dope hoe.
Pussy. Well, I was pulling the hell out my shit, because my shit is that shit. Woo!
Stop.
Yes.
Listening to that song, by it sounding like a club song, I was thinking about, like, real niggas know what I'm talking about. If you go to the club and know you see what you like and all that, that and the other, I hate when you leave the club. You done took a motherfucker out to eat and all this, that, that, and the other. Sazay, sazay, rah, rah, rah. And the motherfucker get to the room and they talking about, oh, I can't do nothing, but I can give you some head. What? You can't do nothing. But you a period on and you came to the club. You a period on and you came to the motherfucking club. Do you know this is like the international meetup? Fuck you after this situation type joint.
Yeah.
I hate when them hoes do that.
Let me speak on that. Because we have an A situation, we have a B situation. First of all, I'm a dude, so to speak, my mentality. So if you gonna do all that and a bitch say she on her period, then you need to see some evidence. That bitch better have a string, or she better show you something. Other than that, after she give you some head, she gonna have to give you some pussy.
Guess what? You gonna have to call a motherfucking cab. That's what you gonna have to do. My car don't work. Bitch, I lost my motherfucking keys and get out my room. That's what you could do. I lost my keys. I lost all my asses, bitch. Do she want to go back, bop out to eat, and leave at the restaurant until I had to use the bathroom? Straight the fuck up. Yeah. Man, I'm telling you.
We have some females on the line. Okay, girl, when we go to the club, do y'all do that? Please tell me y'all don't do that.
No. If you go to the club, you're going out to fuck, basically. I mean, if you're
okay.
You should be at home. Just comment.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Exactly.
Thank
if a bitch can give you some head, she can give you some ass. Because she
Thank
got three
you.
Holes. Mouth, pussy,
hey,
ass.
You know what I call that talk?
I
think that's a high class way of cock blocking. She want to make sure you ain't fuck nothing else that night. So what she gonna do is just block up the whole line. If I could have been, what the fuck? Boy, I tell you. And Chalk, another thing
okay.
I want to ask.
Sure.
Go ahead. Is it true when you saw a nigga be chilling in the club, whatever, you know you always had a nigga that fuck with you all night long, grabbing your ass and trying to bump into you and whispering, kiss all in your ear and shit, spitting in your face and shit, because he's drunker than a motherfucker. Is it true that the nigga who act like he don't want the pussy is like, has a better chance of getting another pussy than this nigga that's all in your ear?
You know what? I don't have that problem because when I go out, it's like niggas want me regardless. Because, you know, I got that snap.
Here we go, y'all. Here we go.
Here
we
go. And that's another call, but then you're on my team.
That's another. Okay. That's another thing I want to know. I want you to ask the females, how do they know they got that snap back? Now, Chalk, I done seen you. You know, I done watched your demo 100 times, and that's what you do look tight. I ain't going to lie. But.
You have
but
any
other
control?
Girls out there, I want to know how do they know they pussy type? It's like, I know a fact, you know, how, I just want to know how they know. I hate when a bitch brag about they pussy, and you get there, and it's like, okay, now I'm working with something, and I just fell in, so. like, bitch, how you talking about you got a tight, you know you got a loose pussy, that's what you got.
So what I'm saying to you is, when you're fucking a bitch and her shit is loose, how do you play it off? I mean, when you just slide in that shit, how do you play it off?
I'm saying, guess what? Chalk, if you got a nice size dick, it don't matter if the pussy loose because it's fun. It just means you can bounce up and down, bog it out.
True.
It ain't nothing wrong with it. It's just you like, damn, this bitch was talking all that shit. This shit ain't even tight. And bro, listen. I'm going to tell you how you know when a bitch pussy loose. Chalk, I'm going to tell you, too. If your dick slide out and you ain't got to aim for the hole, if your dick slide out and you ain't got to aim for the hole, nigga,
girl, no.
Big pussy, right? I done had hoes to where they shit so big, bro, your dick slide out, all you got to do is lean forward and it go right in.
Damn it, man.
Hey, bro, I'm going to tell you what kind of hoes it is. Them hoes that you call when you get on beans and Viagra and all that kind of shit. You ain't got to worry about a motherfucker running from you.
Sound like Tasha, nigga.
Yeah, like Tasha.
Like
Tasha.
Straight up.
Them on blast. Hey.
Hello. Oh, my God, yo. Oh, hold up. I got to put a nigga on blast. I'm sorry.
Oh.
It's this dude that gets on my fucking nerves. His name is Squeak. The party.
Weak.
The assumption.
No, what's that nigga real name? Say that nigga real. Say that nigga. Say what you seen on the
show from the
Brian Miller.
No. Damn, she didn't say his whole name. Damn.
That's what's on this fucking job.
Why the fuck did you post the video on my site? And when you stuck your dick in the pussy, the girl said, is it in yet?
Is it in yet?
Oh,
that nigga about to go buy him a strap on. If I had a dick that long, I promise I'd have a strap on. Well, I promise that's what I'd do. If I had a chop, y'all listen. If I had a little dick,
come on,
man, I go buy the biggest strap on ever. I don't want no head. I don't want no head, baby. And while I'm fucking this bitch with the strap on, I'm going to be jacking my dick up under it. Up under the strap on. I'm not going to bother about this bitch. I already done got off. I'm just fighting for her not to be able to go tell nobody I got a little dick.
You ain't say nothing, and you just got up and said you going to the bathroom. But like not even speaking or looking at me, just moving stuff.
Say what? You talking low? What you say, bro?
Hello?
Yeah, I think he was talking to somebody else.
He said he wasn't gonna say something, so let's go give him a chance to say something, Chalk.
Oh, well, he I think he's having a conversation with somebody else, so. Everybody that's listening to my motherfucking show and that's trying to fuck with me, I'm putting your ass on blast.
You want to chat mommy line?
I'm going to give you your I'm going to give your full name. I'll give your fucking phone number. Don't fuck with me.
Oh,
You gonna give me my props when you come this way. I'm gonna just show you so you can go back and tell the show.
No.
My props. I just wanna show you so you go back and tell the show and you can post my pictures up on there for the girl who say I'm lying, you know.
Wow. Oh, listen, I'm getting ready to open up the line for this for the females that squirt. Guys, shut up, I wanna hear shit. We're gonna let the
never
girls
seen
run
one, they
shit
need
right
to
now.
Post them squirt and I wanna see that shit.
Kenya, you're on the line. Hey, girl.
Wow.
Kenya. Hi, Mommy.
Hi, Pam.
Damn,
how
she sound like a squirter.
She's sexier than a motherfucker. I ain't even gonna lie. That's pretty pussy, Kenya.
Pretty pussy, Kenya.
Oh, my God. Shut up, Pam.
Damn.
Are you blushing?
Okay. Okay, now Kenya, can we get to the good part?
Wow.
Talk about your gift.
My gift?
Talk about the present of the gift.
What do you want me to talk about,
bro? Talk, we talk about how you're knocking pictures off the wall with liquid.
I might drown your face, but I won't knock a picture off the wall. There's two different types of squirting. You can squirt and, you know, squirt across the wall, or you can just, like, drench a motherfucker with your tongue.
Now, listen. Is you sure you squirting or you taking a piss?
You squirting.
You talking about shit now, bro.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Y'all are sick.
Yeah, you got
to
get some more
talk. When was the first time that you were able to drink someone?
When was the first time?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. The first time was with a female because most dudes don't know. They don't consistently hit that spot in order to make me squirt.
She didn't either.
Yes,
with her mouth, she ain't got nothing to hit the spot with. What if on the outside?
Wait a minute. Don't hate because a female can do shit better than a man. Don't hate.
Nah,
don't
fuck
hate
all that.
Tennis.
You ain't use no dick.
What? We don't always need dick to get where we need to go.
People have to use a dick.
Goddamn. Listen. Head only leaves you wanting dick. So don't say like y'all don't need no dick.
What?
Do not play like y'all don't need no dick, bruh. You hear me, bruh? I need you, bruh. Motherfucker trying to... Oh, a woman. Oh, a woman. Now, don't get it twisted. I know y'all know what each other want. I ain't doubting that. I know y'all know what... Y'all know y'all know what each other want. But don't try to... Don't be trying to diss the dick, because y'all need the dick. Without the dick, y'all wouldn't be here.
That's real.
Without the pussy, we wouldn't be here. So, vice versa.
We don't need
now, let me listen about this squirting.
You don't need the dick. I mean, and she didn't have to have a dick to squirt, but she knew where my G-spot was and how to consistently stimulate it, therefore I was able to.
Baby, that you don't have a nigga to sit there and lick the pussy all night to find out where your G-spot at.
I did not say lick it. I said consistently hit the spot. You can't lick my dick and not squirt. No.
Oh, she had the scrap.
No, she had her finger.
Wow, I'm just gonna fucking blunt with it.
Oh, she had the scrap.
Oh.
No, she did. Are you listening? She didn't have a scrap.
Sounds like you about to squirt right now. Oh, I ain't gonna say nothing else. Go ahead,
baby. He's in denial for the simple fact that you can do that without a dick. That's what the problem
she
is.
She had something shaped like a dick talk. She had a fake dick.
No, she didn't have
a dick.
That's what was she squirt. Using then? If it's not a fake, look, what's she using?
Oh, yeah, what was she using?
A finger. Hell,
this is Ra in the
finger.
Building. Ra is in the building. I want to know what the hell she was using.
She didn't have to use a dick. She could use her finger.
Her finger.
That's a big finger.
No.
No.
No. How ignorant are because they don't know that.
We don't. Who the fuck? Why the fuck would you want to... Okay, you use your finger to get the pussy wet and all that, but who the fuck is going to sit there, look a pussy dead in the eyes, and lick it and poke it with their finger when they got dick?
You're still not listening to the concept of it.
Of the thing. I understand what you're talking about.
Okay, now I'm listening. I ain't going to say nothing else. I'm listening.
All right, bro, let's listen.
Thank
let's
you.
Get a, let's get the intelligence of the intellectual part of it. Let's learn something. All right, go ahead. You got the floor, ladies. Let's learn. Go ahead. Let's hear about the finger job.
No, I mean, if someone's sitting there and they're just rubbing on your G-spot, you're going to squirt. You just have to know how to, you know, handle it.
Okay.
You know your body, you're going to squirt regardless. They
right.
You know your body, because I can make myself squirt without a dick. I can
oh, it's two squirters? We got two squirters online?
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, my
God. You know, I thought it was a, I thought it was a white thing, but you sound like a sister.
Oh, I'm black. How are you?
You black? How you look?
Oh, my God. Excuse my co-host tonight. He's a little clueless.
I know, because I never had a squirt of chalk. I mean, damn, but I'm like a kid in a candy store. I don't
look.
Say what?
You need to look.
I need to look.
Basically.
I know. I
need to stick in the coochie. How he going to look?
Hey, Raw, you feel me? Raw, do you feel me?
I mean, if the dick is in the coochie, how he going to look?
I'm going to look? Let me see if she's squirting.
Oh, yeah,
I'm trying. Hey, bro. I'm trying to squirt. What the fuck I'm going to look and see if you... The fuck? The fuck?
I mean, you trying to squirt? I mean, bro, you trying to squirt too, but the squirt you trying to squirt is busting a nut. And
exactly.
No. She ain't going to look if you're squirting. She's going to want to feel it on the inside.
Oh, my God.
And then she might want to feel it run down her leg a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Then she might want to cross her leg to keep it there. But at the same time, I ain't going to be looking. I'm going to be too busy trying to get that
busy.
Out.
Busy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
But anyway, I want to give a shout out to the squirters. You know,
respect to
y'all.
Y'all
I got,
do your job.
Yeah, five fingers up to y'all squirters without using dick.
Horrible. Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm by my bad. Chalk, there's a couple of people trying to get into the room, and they said they didn't get through, so I guess they're going to catch you next week again.
What do you mean they didn't get through?
Rowena texted me, and I called the three-way, and a couple of other people, I tried doing a three-way. We was in the room, but y'all wasn't recognizing us. So I cut everybody off because I needed to listen to this squirting shit.
Wow.
No, I'm sorry. That's just raw for me. That's me.
That's the shit. Okay. Now, technically, how far do y'all squirt?
I squirt hard.
Ooh.
I squirt very hard.
Do you gotta squeeze to make it squirt farther or?
No, it comes out automatically. When I mess with it, I have to close my legs up and go on my sheet.
Wow.
So wow.
The difference of squirt and a gusher.
You talking about video and chalk. You need to go, post that up, you know. Just like little Dick Freddy.
Trust
you
me.
She got three
no,
girls
Saturday
that be doing
night,
that.
Saturday night is somebody's birthday and their party. And
oh,
I'm
boy.
Sure they're going to let me, you know, get some footage. And,
Oh, shit.
Now, well,
wow.
hey, Raw, we ain't talking about no leakers. We need some squirters.
Wow.
Motherfucker's dripping like a water faucet. Bitch, ain't no squirter. Don't waste talk time coming over there. You leaking.
Oh, my goodness. Hell no.
Talk.
Hell no. Yes.
I'm going to talk to Raw on this right here. I want you to put your two cents in, but Raw.
Hello?
All right.
Got
Raw. All right. This is your boy Red Boss now. I want to know the most craziest thing you ever done to get out of a situation when the pussy stank. You know what I'm saying? She thinks she got it going on, But you back there about to kill your motherfucking self. But, bro, it's hard to smell something stank and keep your dick hard at the same time.
Oh,
hey,
man.
Oh, my God.
Hear me?
Yo, son.
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
Come on, Ross.
Race case scenario. I don't want to be disrespectful.
Mm-mm.
I had bitch get up. Let's go. Go douche or something. Bitch, get up. Let's go.
No.
You gotta be able to get on here.
You ain't, hey, Ross. Okay, Chop.
Yeah.
Chop, you over there about the bust. Chop, you over there about the bust of gut, baby. Take this out.
I will play it off. I will play it off. I'm going to leave you know what. I want to fuck in the shower. I would take her ass in the shower and make it romantic and just shove some soap in her pussy and just be like, ooh, baby, I'm coming
right over here.
I put the dick in you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we listening.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
Hey, Chop. Now, y'all give me that. I ain't trying to take over the show. You know, this my baby Chop mommy got the thing going on. First of all, before I go into this right here, I want to thank my mom, Precious, you know what I'm saying, for putting me through it, the whole thing. Shout out to my pops, Ace, for introducing me to Chop Mommy, you know what I'm saying. If it wasn't for them, I wouldn't know her. So if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't even be on this show right now. But I'm going to take this shit to a whole nother level. Chop, I'm going to tell you what I've experienced. So I'm fucking this bitch. It's me and my bro, right? It's a whole bunch of niggas, and we got a couple holes over whatever. So I'm fucking this bitch, right? So we behind the door. You know what I'm saying? Because these niggas keep, ain't no, when you setting the bitch out, ain't no such thing as locking the door, right? So I'm fucking this bitch by the door, and I smell something, and my dick go to getting soft. So guess what I do? So guess what I do?
What you
doing? Hey, I snatched the door open and hit myself and her with the door. Like, oh man, these niggas playing. These niggas with that bullshit. Oh man, fuck that. Cause I ain't wanna hurt the bitch feeling, right? So I just snatched the door open right and hit her. I'm like, oh, I'm fucking falling all on the bitch. Snatched.
Hey, ask
one in the
dick. Get on there.
All right, you got the number, right?
Now, my question is for the ladies. What do you do when you go down on a man and he dick thing?
Hold on.
Yes.
You got Rowena on the line, and she's cursing all different type of crap that you can't hear her. She's on the line.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
I can't hear her.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, wow.
There you go. Got it?
How are you doing?
Fine, can you hear me?
Yeah, you are now.
Yeah, I like you in the closet.
You talk too damn much. You need to shut the fuck up.
No, he's talking good.
Motherfucker want to get on and talk to
Hey, Ron, man, I know you I'll talk to you like that.
Get on and fucking
talk to you. Yo, what up? Huh?
Okay, because he's been trying to get on for a minute. This is my ride or die chick in my BBM group. This is Ro from San Francisco. We have San Francisco in the house.
Wow. Shout out San Francisco
from the FL.
You got the Bay up in here.
What's up? So, Ro, are you a squirter?
Nice.
Bro.
Okay.
She must be a leaker.
Is she that?
She ain't saying that.
Yeah, but she's
no, we lost
bad.
Her. We
she's
lost her.
Ro. Ro.
Yes.
Well, I don't know.
Do you know her personally?
Yo, Chop, what up?
I don't know yet.
you know her?
I know her from BBM. Yeah.
Oh, you don't know her from being a squirter, though.
Oh, my God.
I think so,
Chop Mommy.
Take a 1, 2, 3. Can you guys hear us here?
Yeah, Ro.
Ro is.
I can't hear you.
Can you hear Ro now?
Yes.
Can you hear? So I guess you can hear me then.
Yeah, you loud, homeboy.
Is this triple L?
Okay, well that's a triple L. Sitting right next to Ro.
My God. Yo, hold on, guys. I got it. Oh, my God. Triple L. It's your be a law against the dick that you have, my dude. Like, that shit is kind of scary.
Well, I tell you, well, I don't know if you read it. I said it comes in three different sizes. If you order what you want, you get and you receive. It's like going through a drive-thru at McDonald's. You can get it large, extra large, or you can have it supersized. And if this is you, and if this is you, Chai, sweetie, you said you wanted supersized. I got you.
Fuck up.
I got you. Hey, hold on. I'm born and raised in San Francisco, but I grew up in Alabama. So my boy that was talking earlier, you was holding it down, bro. I'm gonna tell you right now, you was holding it down.
Well, appreciate it, Triple L. You know, this your boy Red. I'm from the bottom. You know, our niggas from the south. Did you hear that man say he's from Alabama?
He's from Alabama. Hey, you know what, Chuckin? I think that's where I got the anaconda from, sweetheart.
All right. Chuckin, you hear him? It comes from the south, man.
Chuck, check this out. I'm going to put Ro on my Bluetooth and let her talk to you, okay?
Yeah, okay. Y'all got to switch up phones or something, because...
Put that on your ear.
How about talk?
I don't know
how to do it.
Hello?
I don't know how to do everything else, just not that.
Yo.
Hello? Hi, Ro. Hello?
Technical difficulties.
Again.
Wow.
Again.
Oh, come on, man. Technical difficulties.
Him and Ro, the hardest thing to get online.
Anyway. They just need to go home and stop fucking. Fuck it. Don't call the show.
Yeah, don't even call back. Just get to it.
Yeah. Sorry, Ro.
Oh, my God. My stomach hurts. Y'all.
Nah, ain't no stomach hurt, goddamn. You told me to host, and I'm coming to host.
You know what? Okay, everything was good till we played Pat That Pussy. Then y'all niggas just took it to another level.
Yeah. Damn, that's what it's about. Now, I want to say something else.
Go ahead.
I'm going to tell you what really turned the nigga on, right? And, fuck that. I'm going to include this nigga. Hey, Raw.
You.
Wow.
So, yeah. I'm saying, what it takes for you to go down, Raw?
I
know you ain't going down.
Hold on, man.
I got respect for my man, Ron. I'm pretty sure he don't just go down just anything. See, that's what some niggas ain't
got
used to getting pussy.
Mouth and dick
eat.
Got ambition, son.
Say it again.
Mouth and dick got ambition.
Right.
You don't just go down for any fish.
Exactly. Now you sound like, not Chop. I'm gonna tell you it's certain, just like y'all got certain shit, a lot of niggas that turn y'all on, y'all want to
hold up, hold up, hold up. Somebody want to put their two piece, hold up.
Uh-oh.
Yo.
What's
is
up, bro?
Craig?
Yeah, babe, what's up?
Hi, baby, how you doing?
I'm good, I just finished eating some good steamed fish and shiznit, I'm good.
Steamed fish?
Hell yeah.
Bro, I ain't never ate that shit, bro. You know, I'm from the south, you know what I'm saying? I'm deep country like a motherfucker, so everything down here fried.
Nah, we just started baking. I'm deep-rooted Jamaican, so I eat my steamed fish.
Oh, okay, and that's where they wrap it in different leaves and stuff?
Nah, no leaves, bro. Just basically just leave it, let it steam in a pot by itself. Spices.
Okay.
And just put it in a pot. Put it in one of them, the skillets or one of them pots and just leave it, let the steam from the pot alone cook the fish. No oil,
okay,
no
I could dig that. My stepmom Jamaican and my girl Bahamian, so you know I'm going to have to try that shit.
Yeah, yo, that's what I'm talking about right there.
I'm going to have to try that shit.
Jamaican, huh? Hey, bro. But tell me what make you go down, bro.
What up?
I said, tell me what make you go down. Ross said you was going to put in your two cents on that subject.
The only
what
thing I go down is my pipe.
Huh?
Oh, you don't put your, you don't eat, Craig? You don't
oh, the
you
only thing I eat is my steamed fish. I don't know no other fish.
Hey, Craig!
Oh,
oh, shit.
We don't eat to meet y'all, no. Hell no.
Hey, Craig, quit flying, man. Hey, guess what? Hey, Craig, guess what?
Yo.
You talking about y'all eating your steamed fish. So what you saying, all you do is eat pussy in the shower, nigga. That's what you saying. That's what you saying, talking about steamed fish. A bit in the shower is a steamed fish. You like to eat pussy in the shower. I got y'all figured out, Craig. I got y'all figured out, Craig. Oh, y'all ain't eating no dish unless you get in the shower. Yeah, that's you. That's you, Craig. I got y'all figured
oh
out, bro.
So, y'all are so silly. Y'all are really silly. Without, y'all are killing the show tonight. I got it. Oh, my God.
You asked for your boy Red Boss to come in here. I'm trying to make you happy tonight, baby. I'm like a hour-long, fuck, big, nice-sized dick. I came to make you happy tonight.
Oh, really?
That's right.
I like the way you said that.
Yeah, I came to make you happy tonight. You know what I'm saying? You know,
cause that's
you
a
got
tall
all these boys up north. Huh?
That's a tall order for me, dick making me happy.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, don't be quiet, y'all.
Well, since Craig said he only eat pussy in the shower, since Craig said he only eat pussy in the shower.
On Craig.
Oh.
Hey, Raw.
Oh my God.
What's up,
Raw? You ain't never comment, man. What make you go down, Raw?
I told you, dick and mouth have ambition.
Okay, well, let me
hey,
ask
man, I'm
you
from
guys
the
this.
Oh.
How many of y'all have had y'all dick sucked with the candy Pop Rocks?
I have.
And how did it feel?
It was all right, but I don't, you know, sugar on my dick. I ain't with all that crazy shit.
It's not about the sugar on your dick. It's about the sensation when the candy is exploding in her mouth and on your hard dick.
Nah, that shit is kind of sticky.
The only thing I know is when I'm popping off. Fuck that.
See, y'all got those as mine. All right, so
now,
what's the thing sexually that you guys have done? We're going to start with Red first.
Now, if you put the ice or the ice in the mouth, that's two different things.
Yeah.
No, I guarantee you with my mouth skills and Pop Rocks, you'll never, ever think of it in a different light again. You'll be like,
yeah, I remember you saying that when you was over there, Chop. See, I ain't never, you know, you, everybody ain't you. So, you know.
You're right. I do set the bar. You're right.
Saying, I was like, damn, Chuck, you know, a lot of people doing the porn thing. You're like, but I got different. You set me straight right then, you know. I'll never forget that. You set me a sword. Now, I know. So, you know, everybody ain't you. Wish everybody could be blessed with somebody like you home with the Pop Rocks and all that every night, but. Unfortunately.
Oh, but you know what? I'm going to start doing instructional videos because I have this thing, Deep Throat and Pop. Oh, my God. Like, I'm going to start doing instructional videos.
Yeah, because you got a lot of women out there saying. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to speak on some real shit. Not sucking a nigga dick, that'll make your man go out and cheat on you straight up. Straight the fuck up. And I'm talking about Raw and Chop. I'm going to tell both of y'all. I don't even suck my man dick. You ain't got them to yourself. I bet you that.
Crazy.
I bet you that.
So, in order to keep your man, you're saying that she needs to suck his dick?
Man, that's. I bet the church people do that.
There are some men out there that don't like that.
They gayer than a motherfucker.
What?
They gayer than a motherfucker. I tell them to his face, I don't give a fuck. That nigga 7'8". You gayer than a bitch. You punk motherfucker.
What up, Carl?
What's going on? Hey, I got my man Rob in here, Chop. You know what I'm saying? He from down where I'm from, Blimp Town Stand Up. A Street in the building. Bro.
Man, this ain't no Rob. What up, cool?
Who is this?
Yeah. This is Brandon, nigga.
Don't be swelling all up on the radio show, nigga. What the freaking thing you done, nigga? What makes you eat the pussy? That's what we asking you tonight.
Damn.
Yeah, you be on them bees live, nigga, so it probably don't take much.
Sure don't.
Mm-mm. Stop. Where them squirters at?
Where they at?
The squirters ain't online no more, cuz, so we just gonna need you to say.
Yes, we still have one online. She ain't going nowhere.
Shit. Oh, shit. Where the squirters at?
I'm still here laughing at y'all.
No, nah, don't laugh. I got my cousin right here I need you to talk to, Brandon.
What up? What's
up, squirtle?
Make a nigga want to eat the pussy.
Yeah. How I gotta be looking, cuz?
What do you mean, how you
man, look at him.
It can't look like it. I'm going to tell you like this. I tell a bitch, I ain't go to school for cosmetology, so I don't do hair. All
right.
I don't do hair.
All right. I need something down there I can rub my same wave grease in.
Say it again, girl.
I said, I need something down there, low cut, where I can rub my same hair grease in.
Holy shit. Hey, stop. I'm gonna tell you, just like y'all got certain things, you know, the pussy can't be looking any kind of way, Chalk. I see you like to keep it shaved up. That's the only way.
Oh, yes, that's a must.
I don't care if you got a camel toe. You got to shave it up.
Yes.
You got to, hey, Squirter, what's your name, baby? I don't want to keep calling you Squirter.
Lil Red,
how the pussy look? It's not a regular
I'm
pussy
cute.
Because it squirts.
I'm bald, completely bald or whatever. I don't have hair. What the? It's pink.
It's pink. Do the lips stick out of it, or is it just like, you know what I'm saying, normal pussy lips?
No. No, my lips are fat.
I'm gonna ask you like this: are you external or are you internal?
No, I don't think so. I'm not loose. You ain't gotta look like you're loose. I don't know.
Look like that shit look good sometimes. You know, it's not all just falling all out like, oh, I just got my ass tore up looking pussy.
I had many people tell me I have a pretty pussy. Numerous of people.
And does it squirt while it's open and closed or just?
Yeah, it's a long squirt for groceries.
So well, you ain't even gotta open it up for it to squirt.
What?
So you ain't even gotta open it up for it to squirt.
No, it just squirts. I mean, fuck, if I'm a squirt, it's gonna squirt like that.
You just talking or you? I don't. Because this shit, I ain't never had a squirter, so this shit here new to me.
You don't separate them lips, so that could just.
If you separate my lips, I'm going to squirt everywhere.
Damn.
Wow. Are you willing to post this? Are you going to visit her, Lil Red?
Oh, actually, she's getting ready to be my ride or die chick, and she's going to come on tour with me when I do. The way I ride tour.
Hey, Chalk, I got another prospect for you, too. We're going to have to get on that on a later note, but I was just saying, you know.
When I touch down in New York, Miss Peach is gonna be with me. Red on radio. Okay. That's what we're gonna be doing.
You know, you got to ride or die chicken niggas on here, talking about they don't only eat steamed fish and all that. I'm really dug in this shit. Right here tonight. I'm gonna tell you what turned me on, what really like, you know what I'm saying? I step in the room, I can play with a pussy, and it ain't no smell, it's shaved up.
Smell like water.
Go ahead and suck that dick. That shit just.
What?
I mean, like, if you could suck my dick and bend over and your pussy shaved and I could finger you in the pussy while you suck my dick, that shit just. No smell. Let me reclaim that. Hey, Chalk.
Yes.
I'm gonna tell you something. I ain't even gonna say the bitch name, But I'm going to make sure she listens to this session. This bitch pussy was so stank.
Oh, she my goodness.
Hey, listen, she covered her motherfucking nose. Talk. The bitch pussy was so stank, she covered her nose.
Why would she you
covered,
even have
I'm like, hey, my mama just washed clothes, and I don't play football, so you can't say that was my cleats or dirty clothes. Bitch, that's you.
Why you can't call her name? I mean, if you're going to put it out, put it out. Shit.
Hey, okay, okay, okay. Damn. What's that
look?
Damn,
bitch?
Hell. Open your
mouth. Hey,
Brandon.
Hey, Brandon.
What up,
Cole? Man, I ain't even go. Hey, what's, oh, shit. What's your boy little cousin name?
Who
that?
Washington
Street.
He
don't want to say it. Damn, I'm trying to think of. Oh, no. Hey, get what? Her name is Tisha. She likes skin short. Tisha.
The Tisha. Okay, so where is Tisha at now?
Oh, she lives in Palaco.
She need to be somewhere washing that stank ass pussy.
Man, you ain't lying, bro. I'm talking about, boy, I kicked that bitch so far out of my room. I damn I got a speed ticket taking that hoe home.
Wow. So what did you say to her to
man,
get you out
I
of
can,
not
hey, and, hey, hey, get what? Words can't even explain the smell, so I had to catch my bro. I ain't say nothing. I packed up. We got to go. It's an emergency. My grandma on the way to the hospital, bitch.
Nigga, you was wrong. You was wrong. You was supposed to tell her pussy.
I ain't got to tell her motherfucking face.
She
smelled
her damn
shit.
Self.
This bitch covering her nose. She knew. Ain't no motherfucking tell. You know why we leaving, bitch. You need to go bathe. Hey, you know what?
Yeah.
Hey, girl, she said, bro. I guess you don't fuck with me no more. Woo!
Hell nah.
And guess what make it so bad, bro? Like, 6 months later, this bitch pregnant. I felt so bad for that little baby. I want that baby. I promise God I'll go pay for this bitch a C-section. I didn't even want that baby to come out that same pussy.
Hey, Cole.
Yeah.
Hey, Carl, remember at the party the other night, Miss Kim number 9 that was out there in the hole, right?
Who?
Miss Kim number 9 with the weed the other night when we was out there in the hole at the party.
Hold on, bro. You gotta lower your voice. Now, what happened at the party?
Remember at the party we had in the hole, man, Miss Kim number 9 out with Cole. I got her right here beside me, Cole. I'm in Ragsdale.
With the ball.
Then she talking about she was, remember, cuz, the chick you were like, what's up with? We was out there that night.
Oh, no. Hey, bro, he, you know, man, she.
Ain't nothing.
We don't chase no pussy, bro. You know how
this
shit goes.
Oh, no, she talking about she want to talk. She got something to comment on that little, on your little comment, cuz.
Okay, what
oh,
you
guys think? Put her on. We love women. Come on, baby.
Yeah, the women say they need to back up. Talk. Yeah, we listening. Tight jeans.
Go ahead.
We don't know who you are. Just be real. Shit.
But what? I mean,
she
just
come in one time.
He gonna ask you something.
Hey, come on, baby. We on the app.
Hello. What was
the
conversation? How you doing? What was the conversation? We're talking about females that aren't fresh and how guys handle the situation. And he was talking about he had this girl that when he got ready to fuck her. She smelled really bad that she could smell herself, that she covered her nose herself. And I'm just trying to figure out, why the fuck would the bitch come to somebody's house knowing her pussy was reeking? Where they do that at? And as a man, he should have told her or put her in some fucking water.
Uh-huh. I don't even want nothing to do with it. The bitch scared me. It
was
like
a
communication.
He was tired. Herself. She should have put her own self in some water, took a bath, dish, or whatever you want to do. Oh, my God.
That bitch pussy smell like that, that bitch got a bacteria infection or something.
Hey, bro, get, you know what that shit smell like, bro? I'm going to tell you what it smell like.
Yeah.
You live That shit smelled like, that shit smelled like a can of sardines in the Florida sun. A can of sardines in the Florida sun with tear blood.
God damn.
Nah, that's past the bacterial infection.
Hey, man, that bitch, that onto my seat, she fucked my room. I thought to pull out my gas mask.
OBGYN to get herself cleaned out, checked something, because that shit nasty.
She didn't even got to go OBGYN. She just go to the health department. Go to the free clinic.
Okay.
That free clinic pussy right there.
Hey. And guess what? Motherfucker be talking about what's wrong. What's right? You got to get the fuck up out of here. Hey.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Yes.
So I asked this question once before. I want to get back to the subject. Do we still have the woman online?
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Okay. How y'all know y'all pussy type?
How we know?
Oh, I don't know.
Now we double. Now we double questioning. How we?
Okay.
How we know? How you know?
Okay. How we know? Because when I push, it's like the nozzle is uncomfortable, and I have four kids. I have my kids naturally, so whenever a nigga run up in me, he's like, "What the fuck?" I don't loosen up. We can fuck all night. My shit still gonna be tight like it was when he first hit it.
You be doing them Kegel exercises and shit.
I don't do any exercises. I don't do exercises. I don't do exercise at all. I don't even fucking work out. My shit
ain't
is
no
all.
There ain't no summer eve, is it?
Nope.
There ain't no summer eve, is it?
You put vinegar in your bath water.
Pickle.
Put fucking vinegar in my bath water.
You ain't coming in there smelling like pickles.
You ain't putting vinegar on summer eve.
Yeah.
Epsom salt in water.
I can find a profile on the next show because me and Ike are going to get together Saturday night. Ike wants to be the first motherfucker to tell y'all how the shit was. For real.
How?
Hey, what y'all? Now, Chuck, I ain't doubting you. Nigga, Chuck, my homegirl, nigga. What you know about that porn star with tight pussy? Nigga, none of y'all hoes ain't even on video with that loose ass. Motherfucking
open door
college ass pussy.
Has a hundred pussy tight in the motherfucker.
Motherfucker pussy open like the Hutter House.
Damn.
Okay, now the other ladies, they can go ahead. But we know when our shit is tight. I mean, some people are blessed.
I know we don't
speak
up for them because there's some loose pussy on here, I bet you. Ain't nobody saying that. That's you. Ain't nobody.
Hell no. Nah, my nose ain't going out like that.
It ain't her.
We said the pussy ain't got no wall.
Hey, Ralph. is somebody using the motherfucking bathroom?
Somebody is flushing your ass because you're talking some bullshit. That's what that was.
Look, bullshit. That's why she got a loose pussy. If I'm talking bullshit.
My
bullshit.
Why we talk about all this nasty pussy? Let's talk about some good pussy, though, B.
That's what I like.
I like the fuck. I don't want to run away from no pussy.
All right. Start it off, bro, and I'm going to finish it up. How you know that pussy good?
Yo. Why is it that none of us, right, can never come out? Now, when a bitch, when a chick got some good, wet pussy, why is it that we can never slide up out that pussy? Huh?
Bro, and guess what, bro? I'm going to tell you something. That shit like addictive. I'm going to tell you. I always come in the pussy with the rubber on. I can't. It's just something that tell me, like, nigga, nut in that pussy, nigga. It's just like this little voice in the back of my head. Like, nigga, that pussy good, nigga. Nut in that pussy, nigga. Nut in that pussy, nigga. I'm talking about that kind of,
don't you like that? I like that wet pussy that talks to you when it farts back at you.
Hey, bro. Mm-hmm. Bro, I'm talking about, this how you know when a pussy good. When you stick your dick in it and it just feel like a water faucet just starting to run down, and that shit getting on you, and you ain't got to play with it that long, you just slide up in it, you like, when you touch that motherfucker, you know it's that good, you be like, oh, shit, boy, I found it, like the end of the motherfucking rainbow, you be like, oh, yeah, this shit right here, this what it's about, I'm sorry, you might not even like this bitch conversation,
That's your lucky charm. You found it.
Yeah. Now, don't never tell that bitch she got you like that now.
Yo, don't never say nothing like that. Yo, never
we
say, you'll
know.
Never say nothing
we
like that.
We will know. And see how we know.
How would you know?
Man, please. We know. We know. A female that's on point will know when a nigga done came across some good pussy because y'all stroke is different. When y'all first get in some good pussy, you start stroking it. But then when that shit starts getting good and opening up, you change your fucking stroke.
I'm going to say,
man. Come on now.
Man, that shit. Chop, that shit.
Will we slow up the stroke or we get faster?
Slow up.
I'm not my fucking secret. I know.
You slow up.
I know. Then your sex talk change. Then your fucking sex talk change.
You're a porn star. You cheating. This ain't fair.
Yeah,
you're a fucking porn star.
Yeah, she up there talking about shit, right? Like, she
what kind of shit is this? You the porn star. You know all the tricks of the trade. You probably not a nigga dick get hard when he sleep.
Man, shit, I don't even know when you getting ready to come because y'all shit is fans. And, like, when a dude is getting ready to come, your dick gets wider. And it may get longer. Then it starts to pulsate, and then that's when the nut comes out. And then that's
ain't
when
got
I
no
grab
females,
it and guzzle it down.
Pro, huh?
And that's when I guzzle that shit down.
She a fucking porn
you know
star.
Mean?
She ain't no pro. She a porn star, nigga.
I agree.
She a fucking pro. She a pro. She is a porn star. Like,
damn.
She, my girl out there, bro. She ain't no secret.
So, I mean, no. It's no getting over. I'ma know. I mean, I ain't gonna tell you. I'm gonna go ahead and play the game with you. But trust
and
believe,
you, bro,
when you get ready to walk out the fucking door, you're gonna be like, oh, I'm gonna call back.
Pussy, man.
Call back.
No, you don't tell them, so they're gonna play with you with it.
Your actions are gonna speak.
Yeah, they're gonna
fuck
with
your hands
with it. I'm like, you got somebody
to put your eyes. You don't never tell them, bro, because they're gonna use that shit against you. Like, oh, yeah, I want to go shopping.
Yeah.
Rah, rah, rah. No, you don't never tell them they got it. You just play along with, oh, yeah, what you doing tonight?
If she's on point, she's going to know you ain't got to fucking tell her. She's going to know
how
you fucking walk, how you talk, and how you stroke.
I hear how you talk about y'all, the pussy be tight. I heard y'all, all y'all got to do is get in some vinegar and water. Y'all shit just, you got the loosest pussy. You just sit in that vinegar and water.
Hey, yeah, bro, but that shit, wow. That shit, wow, well, once you get in it, it go back to what it was.
Yeah.
My thing is, I ain't got to do all that. I don't have to do all that. Because you can get it, nut in it, then get back in it. The shit still going to be tight, and I ain't touch no water. You can fucking all night. The shit still going to be tight. Then when you roll my black ass, no, excuse me, my chocolatey ass over the next morning, shit still going to be tight. You're going to be like, what the fuck? Yeah, nigga,
mm-hmm.
What the fuck? Bring it on.
I hear that.
I hear that
you
shit.
Man, y'all hear Chop, man. Chop ain't having it, man. Chop say
tight,
nigga.
Yeah, I hear that.
Chop
talking that shit.
Yeah.
I heard that. You must got that type of pussy. You must got that type of pussy, Chop, where a nigga put his dick up in your shit and your lips just swole back with it. When every stroke he pull out, your lips just sucking off, just like a little glove or something. You got that type
go
of
go back thing? In. Yeah. Yeah, like motherfucking in the outfield.
I got that snapper. I have
like
that
the motherfucking
snapper.
Outfield or the umpire.
They feel like they want to try me. What the fuck is up? This is a fucking open call challenge. Any motherfucker on this line, we have 252-390-347-554. And we have 917-864. What the fuck is up? I will be
hold
in
on, open
next month. I will
got,
be in Florida
got,
next
okay,
week.
You're
I got somebody for your ass when you get here. Ass, boy.
I hear you.
I'm put you on the block. Hey, bro. I'm going to call her. Hey,
Cub.
Call the number, man.
Do what? You do what to NC? What?
I have
your mother's
name.
She's
going to be on here for a while, but just call that
motherfucker.
She's up right now thinking the motherfucker can't handle her.
No, I'm not saying you
video in just because I had nothing to talk to her, right? I said, I got it. Damn, Chop.
Damn.
I like when the hush should be looking nice. That silky pussy too. I'm like, damn.
It's baby. Hey, bro. When she flip over onto my. That, see, some pussy, some girls, you can only see it from one way or a certain angle, and they got to open up and all that shit. Chalk ain't even got to touch that motherfucking nigga. Soon as she flip over, that bitch like, bow, like right at you. You be like, damn. She ain't even got to touch that motherfucking. It seems like it hit a whole nother gear. I don't know. I ride dirt bikes and motorcycles and shit. So when she flip over, it's like pulling in the clutch and switching out of first gear to second, like, what? Like, damn. Like, for real, boy.
Look, man.
Now that's what niggas be like. Niggas be like, oh yeah, man. Cause, don't get it twisted, man. You got
I just came across this female too, man. This older chick too, right? She kept telling me, I was going to school with her and shit. So, you know, she kept telling me, you know, she glued, she get it in, and this, that. She a little short. She about 5 feet. You know what I'm saying? She talked about she can handle this. She talked that shit like Chuck be talking. Oh, yeah, I can do this. I can handle this. And
I love that. And, bro, guess what? She don't say nothing back.
I'm like, all right. I'll talk a little bit. I ain't going to let you out play me and all that. You know, so I'm like,
yeah.
All right. You know, she playing games. She keep postponing. She keep postponing on me. So I'm like, you keep playing games. So I'm like, yo, you scared? So she's like, no, I ain't scared at all. I start backing down in the wall. Like, listen, you're talking too much. I'm not getting interested no more because you're bluffing me now. So
right, yeah, you just rah-rah. Like I tell them, bro, I'm going to holler at you when I want to do a talk show because that's all you're doing.
Right. So long story short. Me and her, we link up, we go to Intelli and all that, and she likes to get straight to the point. She didn't want to talk. She started getting butt neck, and I'm like, okay,
right.
I like this. She drank a little bit, I drank a little bit, so she. I'm playing with the pussy pretty too, so I'm like, oh, okay. She got a little heart with the, you know, a little heart shaped joint and all that, so I'm like, okay.
Oh.
So she like, yo, put it in. So I'm like, oh, damn, baby. I throw it up in there. Yo, the whole night I had this girl running. She couldn't take it. I said, yo, where you going? Stop. And I'm tearing it up too. I'm like, why you running from the dead? I'm talking that shit to her while I'm up in it too. Why you running from the dead? She like,
hey, bro, you know what I do in them situations?
Yeah.
So I'm a skinny nigga, bro. I don't weigh nothing, but like I'm up 6'2" and like 140, right? So when them hoes be talking all that shit, I don't even say nothing. But I ain't the type to brag, but I'm the type of nigga. See, my mama a hairdresser, so she have a room full of women or whatever. Should I walk right out the shower, butt ass nigga? They be like, damn, look at you. Oh, I'm talking about that shit don't even look like it go with me, right? But get what? When them hoes do that shit, when they do that shit like that, what you talking about? When they be playing and all that, I don't even say nothing. But when it get down to the point, nigga go to fucking their ass, guess what I do? I bring up all that shit that they was talking. I be like,
yeah.
I'm talking about,
I have to intervene. What about the females that don't talk shit? How do y'all treat them when y'all are fucking them?
It's a good fuck.
You know what? I'm really trying to sit back. Me, myself. I'm trying to sit back and trying to figure out when the last time I was really fucked. And I can't remember a time right now. You know what I'm saying? A lot of females.
Chuck,
listen, I'm going to keep it honest with you. You know what I'm saying?
It ain't real?
I just think women are not flexible no more. They can't take no dick. You know what I'm saying? They barely suck at the dick, right? So it's like, you know, we winning right now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We winning. I mean, I remember giving it a lot of talk.
A lot of talk. We can do that.
Bruh, when that shit done played out, man, nigga too grown for all that talk. Nigga way too grown for all that talk.
Okay, but you gotta think about it. If a female is talking, a lot of times females talk shit to get you to fuck them. Because sometimes you may come across a bitch that you look at her and be like, man, I never put my dick up in her. But when she starts talking that shit, like,
that's right.
Get out of her to shut her up. She knows what she's doing. She knows she can't get you from just walking up to you like, yo, Poppy, what's good? How you doing?
Damn.
So she's going to be like, I'm going to talk shit to this nigga. I'm like,
that's right.
This don't want to fuck me because I'm going to talk so much shit. I'm going to call him out in front of his boys, blah, 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 blah. I mean,
mm-hmm.
We got a million and one ways to get you to fuck us if we are physically challenged.
That is right.
That's
true. I never met a black
female that swallow. I know a lot of Spanish ones that swallow. Yeah.
Wow.
I know a lot of Spanish females that swallow.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's your question?
I'm an official girl.
I take the gloves off. My thing is, no, I don't swallow everybody because everybody shit ain't good. I mean, we had
right.
this discussion last week on the show. Y'all should have a bite if there's certain things you don't do. Fresh fruit, fresh vegetables. Eat them shits prior to fucking with me because I'm the type of chick, I like to take it from you. It's like sucking a fucking drink and you get in that last corner. Like, my shit is so thorough, sometimes you might not even feel yourself coming, and then you're going to look at, like, where the fuck is it? Because you don't have to clean up with me. It ain't shit left to clean up. And I don't I have your ass balled up somewhere like, yo, gone. Because, you know, after you, it's like when you guys come, it's two different ways you come. You come from fucking, and when you come from head, it's two different feels. Because you can stop against your nut and keep coming. But when a bitch makes you come from fucking you, you ain't no more good. I don't give a fuck how good you are, whatever. You done. It ain't
I done
good.
Have to run.
Tell me.
Wait, Chuck. What you telling me? You telling me if you suck my dick till I come, then I'm done for the night?
I'm going to say you're going to be done because it's sensitive. It's a different kind of feel.
Yeah, that's simple.
And she know what she's doing. She's not going to stop. You don't stop when he comes. You keep going because that's how you get the upper hand. Yes, I'm telling you my secrets because you can't stop me. Because it's going to feel good.
That shit took him. I'd have had a motherfucker chasing me.
Y'all seen that porno with Superhead and Mr. Marcus?
She made him back up.
Yeah, she made him back up like 3-4 times, man. You know.
But it's different. The coming from head and coming from fucking is two different feels. You can keep going, but once it takes you from her mouth and she keep going, and then she hitting them nuts, it counts for Christmas.
Now that's a turn on right there, boy. I'm nuts.
That's it. You fucking me up right now. I need to call some pussy right
now.
Let's not forget up under the nuts. You know what I'm saying? And then you go close to, like, you ready to touch the ass, and then you pull right back. Some niggas like that because they be like, oh, shit.
I like that shit. Hey, man, yeah, I'm a motherfucker. Yo, listen, you fuck around, yeah.
Bro, you talking about licking your ass?
My email.
Brian.
Hold on.
Hell no, bro. I don't know how y'all do it uptown, son. But
Interlocking, and mostly everybody stay there. They migrated from New York. Man, we'd be at work changing tires and shit, right? This is when I used to work up at the tire joint. Mm-hmm. We used to be up there changing tires and shit. He got these badass baby mamas. So you be listening to this nigga, oh, yeah, man, I fucked the bitch, and I flipped over and licked that ass. The whole story just goes south. Damn, man, hey,
yo.
He had to bring up the ass licking part. He always come out. Nigga, I was just getting into it, so you talking about licking the ass. Damn.
Yo.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, man.
Just, you gotta enjoy sex, man. Now,
bruh,
you dealing with a female that's gonna put a finger in your ass. You gotta ask yourself what she think about you at the end of the day.
Oh, you're a punk bitch. You're a punk bitch at the end of the day.
If she think about putting her finger in your ass, you gotta think what she think about you at the end of the night.
She gotta think you're a bitch.
Yeah, she
gotta
think something suspect about you.
But this is the thing. Okay, now put it like this: if the same bitches that lick your ass. You be done licked their ass?
No, not everybody.
You don't
lick
everybody's
ass. I mean,
you heard my dog. Dog said he ain't licking all their ass because this. I think
I'm
it's just
licking anybody's ass, Charles. I mean, it depends on a chick. Gotta be depending on the chick and how the pussy look, how the body look.
I ain't gonna lie to you.
Cause
y'all got some bad ass hoes. Y'all got some bad ass hoes up there. Y'all them yellow. Long, real hair, non-weave wearing. See, now I feel you, bro. I could get on your page because y'all got that. Y'all like the home of the pornos and all that shit. Y'all kind of like Cali.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm a picky dude. I'm picky about who ass I'm a lick. I mean, me, myself, I like a chick with a nice body. I like a chick with some nice titties, a nice waist with a fat ass. You know what I'm saying? Long hair, don't care. You know what I mean?
Hey, man. That's
that shit I like. You know what I mean?
I feel you.
I just don't, you know, I catch a breezy for the night, or I catch something just, you know what I'm saying?
Y'all got J-Lo's and Ashanti's and all that shit walking the sidewalk. Ain't like that around here.
What
y'all got walking down there?
I'm from Florida. I'm saying, don't get it twisted. You go over there by any of our colleges, you can find that shit. But just on the street, you ain't going to see that shit.
Oh,
and then
you
gonna see some nice fat ass girls, but see they got all them yellow hoes up there. We ain't got too many yellow ones. You got, you know what I'm saying? That's Louisiana, Texas, all that. You might find some thick ass black, you know, dark skin, light
body. Chalk got a nice, she got a nice petite body with a fat ass. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that shit ain't too fat neither. That shit is just nice too.
Yeah,
you grab by, you know what I'm saying?
But what? See, we ain't got a whole lot.
Thank you.
We ain't got a whole lot of chalk to do.
I'm waiting for chalk ass to come to New York City, though. Tell y'all to do it up here.
Chalk.
You got something to talk about.
I'm coming. And
hey,
I'm going to have a really nice time.
Chalk, let me go on Twitter so I can go explore the world. You know, my man up there licking ass and shit. I got to see what make him do it. You know? So I knew that shit bad. He's like, God damn. You know, instead of fucking shit out that shit, nigga, like, I lick
you. You got red open. You got red open. By the time I leave Florida, he going to either lick some ass or have his ass licked.
That's fucked up, Chop. That's fucked up, Chop.
He's going to be hitting some pussy from the back. He's going to open that ass up like that.
Oh,
hey, man. Hey, bro.
If I come up there, you going to put me up on some of them fine Johns y'all got up there, man?
Yeah, you sure you would. Listen, man. I got a nice little lineup set up for you.
All right, I got you.
You ain't licking no ass. They not playing with you.
Yeah, I don't know about all that. See, I might turn porn star for a night or so. I might turn porn star. What's his name? Jason Slayer for a night.
Hey, bro.
We need some duct tape, though, to cover up all these tattoos, because the bitches ain't going to be filming me talking about, oh, that's that nigga. I'm covering up all my tattoos.
Yeah, identify you by your tattoos, huh?
Well, hey, we covering up all my tattoos.
Yeah,
real.
Man.
Oh, my God.
Hey, bro, let me get down this motherfucker. They're going to be like, y'all seen you eat that girl ass in New York? I'm going to say, bitch, you from Florida. Hey, I only lick ass in the NY, bitch.
I'll do that shit back home.
Yeah. Hey, I'm gonna say now we can take a flight up to New York, I might lick your ass.
Yeah, really.
Get right there. Hey, she gonna try to get me to lick her ass right there on the New Jersey Turnpike. I'm gonna say NY, bitch.
We ain't there yet.
Yeah, we ain't there yet. Good tonight because we have Red considering licking ass when he goes to New York. Hey, you all
let's
right?
Let's stop.
We're gonna come up here with Clown Town. We're gonna tear some ass up.
Well, hey, bro, we can do the damn thing. But I come up there, you know, I'm a chop. You know, I've been thinking this thing over. My man been teaching me how to lick ass and shit. You was going without me. Nigga, they got a nigga up there and turned them out, man. I'm about to be NY City cap and it's going to be on, man.
Oh, my God. Y'all.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, y'all. The show is almost over. We have, like, 2 minutes. I have to thank everybody that called in. I have to give a special thanks to my co-host, Red. Mr. I don't lick ass in the beginning, but he's lick
you
ass at
man
the end.
That's fucked up.
I got to give a special shout out to Miss Pink. She really represented. She rode with me the whole show. Sweetie, I'm going to call you after the show because we have a lot of things to talk about. Prime, oh, my goodness.
Hey, I had fun with my man. Big ups to New York, you know what I'm saying? My man represented tonight. I'm going to really fuck with that nigga when I go in the NY. I got fam up that bitch. But I ain't been up there since I was like 9 years old.
You got to look up Craig and Wall. You know what I'm saying, Mr. Only Eat Pussy in the Shower.
Hey, steamy pussy. Man, nigga, you said only eat my steamy bitch. Eating my steamy bitch. Stand up shower. Yeah, stand up shower ass nigga.
Hey, cut it out. You know, you cook the butter fish, snapper. You know what I'm saying?
I got that right here for you, Raw. Come on, baby, come get it.
No, hold on, Chop. You gotta go get in the shower, Chop. You gotta make sure you get in the shower.
Oh no, that's for Craig, not for Raw. Raw is Raw. He gonna get it Raw. So yeah,
oh,
he
Raw
just
go,
his name.
Okay,
yeah.
He ain't got no cut Raw on him. He's Raw.
Yeah, exactly.
No
he
cut.
Take the gloves off.
Wow. Damn, Raw. Raw, you need an ass too? Raw.
Huh?
He has no comment.
You licked the booty too?
No, brother, no.
Oh, okay.
The show is getting ready to end. Guys, like, everybody hit me up on BBM. And, Miss Pink, I'm going to call you. Raw. Prime, hell yeah. You get 2 thumbs up from me.
Okay. I appreciate it, Chop. I had fun on this business from your boy Red Boss. Give a shout out. Impressions Entertainment, Ace, All Star Productions. Everybody put
me
to the job. Love you too.
All right, Red.
All right, Boss. I had fun with you. I'm going to link up with you, though.
All right.
You guys have a good night. This is Chocolate City signing off.
Peace.
Peace.